Under the old law, legislative candidates could take $440 from any one individual or political action committee. The new law boosted that to $4,000. Lawmakers also had scrapped the $14,688 limit on how much candidates can take from all PACs for any election. The Clean Elections Commission sued, arguing the old limits are linked to the 1998 voter-approved optional system of public financing, with that voter approval making legislative tinkering off-limits. Tuesday's ruling restores the old limits, at least for now. But Mike Liberti, representing Republican legislative leaders defending the law, said the ruling is not the last word.
There is an option to petition for review at the Arizona Supreme Court. There is an option to seek a stay. We're heavily considering all our options, and we're preparing to move as expeditiously as possible.
Tom Collins, the commission's executive director, said less clear is what happens to the money above the limits that candidates have now been taking for a month.
The question of backwards looking is not nearly as immediate as the question going forward, because whatever somebody did in the preceding last month, it's done. They did it. It's done.
Collins said he will await a final order from the court. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.